It's your host, Jordan Jones, and you're listening to What They Don't Tell You on Podcast One. When you go to a rock show and you see that lead guitarist shredding on that stage, right behind them is usually a stack of Marshall amps. Well, now Marshall is bringing that same level of stage excellence to you with their new line of headphones and speakers. The Acton 2 may be compact, but it packs a big sound. With Bluetooth 5.0 technology, you can play your music in glorious stereo sound with no wires required, with great wireless sound in a range up to 30 feet. With classic Marshall details such as a textured vinyl covering, salt and pepper fret, and the iconic script logo on the speaker's strong wooden frame. With a loud heritage of 50 years, you'll want to proudly display this speaker in any room. I'm literally going to put it in my kitchen or my living room. I'm actually going to get another one for both. Adjust the volume, treble, and bass with the brass knobs on top, or you can use the Marshall Bluetooth app with built-in equalizer in case you're out of reach. Get your own Marshall Bluetooth speaker today at marshallheadphones.com. Use code JJ15 for 15% off any Bluetooth speaker at marshallheadphones.com. That's JJ15 at marshallheadphones.com. Thanks, Marshall. What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Nick Bain!
Damn, you just get into it like that.
Putting the podcast.
Okay. Excuse you guys. This is going to be a terrifying for me episode. I don't even know what to say to start this off.
Nervous.
But I'm with the boys today. They're roommates. I technically have become.
What'd she say?
This is gonna be bad.
This is gonna be rough.
I would like to apologize for how out of pocket.
I want to go home.
Honestly, same. I have to my left. We have Edwin Burgos. Edwin, introduce yourself and say one fun fact. Go.
I currently am single. Unfortunately,
he's in love with his ex.
That's sad.
What? I would just be honest.
I thought we were being honest here.
My mom doesn't need to watch this.
Wait, are we being honest
here
today
at Podcast One? Here at Podcast One, we like to keep things real.
Are okay? We being honest?
No,
real
we're gonna
today?
Lie the whole podcast. No, everything's a lie.
Real to a certain extent.
Okay.
There's some things that are better off not said.
Nick, what's one fun fact about you?
One fun fact about
Nick
me.
Nick Bean, everybody.
I just wanted to take this opportunity to let you guys know that birds aren't real.
Okay. I don't really think so.
The government made them things for sure.
Yeah. Zach Clayton, across from me. Go.
Why do you say it like that, first off?
I don't know.
Clayton.
I pronunciate my teeth.
One fun fact, I think a lot of people already know this. I have a cat that weighs 28 pounds. Fat ass, looks like Garfield.
Okay. All right,
hey, that's body shaming, dude.
It kind of is. I do apologize.
All right, dude.
Guys, I think I should go home. We're going to go back in time to before we really started hanging out as like best friends again.
Okay.
You guys were streamers way back in the day.
All Five right. Quad.
Yes, then you were a part of a group called Five Quad. You guys toured. You've done Musical.ly. You've done TikTok. You've done YouTube. You've done now Twitch. You've done music. Like, what overall do you guys think was the highlight of your career so far?
I think we could all agree on the same thing for this. It's probably touring, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
tour was amazing.
I didn't think we had any highlights. I was confused where you're going.
Honestly, the last 7 years of my life, it all sucked.
Touring. Yeah,
touring?
Touring for sure, 100%.
And then how did you guys decide to become like Five Quad? And who else was in it? Because I honestly don't even know.
I don't even know who the other two members were.
Okay.
I'm playing.
Okay.
Their names are Rudan and Timmy. They once the group kind of split off, a lot of people went and kind of did their own thing. Okay.
We all just started broadcasting on this website. I don't know how we all found it in different ways. And then we just started getting a lot of viewers.
I feel like you guys were meant to know each other. Isn't that weird?
It's like we didn't care at all, so we just got a lot of viewers.
Yeah.
We weren't worried about it. It didn't bother us.
We weren't like on it to like become popular. I don't think we knew that was a thing or like aware of being like internet famous. It was more so just like,
because it really wasn't back then.
It wasn't as like extreme as it is now. Like now you can be like famous from the internet. But like back then it was just
like no one knew you made money from it back then.
Yeah.
Like, when I used to see people promote like a cereal, I'm like, well, they just really like this cereal. I didn't know they got paid like $100,000 to say that.
Yeah.
I was like,
dang.
Oh.
So in Five Quad, you made music, right?
We did.
There's a little game that the producer sent. We'll start off with this game. Zach has, I guess, some. I don't even honestly.
That's me.
I don't even have any idea of what it is, but I think it's lyrics maybe to your guys' songs, and I have to finish the lyrics. So there's going to be true, Five Quad fans out there that are gonna hate me.
Can we just like make you say what you think it could be? Like, yeah. I don't want you to be like, I don't know. I have no
idea.
Okay.
So, like, the first thing that comes to my mind. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The first song. Are you ready?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna really sing this with some passion. Mm. Boom, chicka, boom, boom, you the bomb.
That's what my lady said.
All right, yeah, hold on, I didn't even finish yet.
Just rip off.
All right, boom, chicka, boom, you the bomb chick, yeah, you light me up with your cherry bomb lips. Houston, I think we have a problem.
Call me out, I don't need
How did she know the lyrics?
Okay, I'll be real with you. Hearing you recite that just made me realize, why the hell did we make that song?
It sounds a lot better when the beat's going.
Yeah, it does.
How much did we pay for that song originally back then?
We didn't pay for it, but I think a lot.
Yeah, it was terrible.
No. Yeah, it's...
okay, I'll be honest with you. You did awful. You got the first word, though, so that was good.
Wait, I did?
It was call. You said
call.
Oh,
shut up.
Yeah, it's call the bomb squad. We've got a live one.
I forgot the lyrics.
Oh,
maybe
awesome.
We should all try them.
Honestly.
I think it would only make sense if you do this next one just because you'll see. It makes sense.
Wi-Fi wifey.
All right.
Okay. Wi-Fi wifey.
Oh, you ass.
This is the song name. I'm saving money like Geico. Baby girl got me dancing like money. Michael. Now I realize Geico and Michael don't rhyme at all, but I made it work somehow. Pockets getting fat.
One more time. Say it all because you messed up the flow because you interrupted
yourself.
I'm
saving money like Geico. Baby girl got me dancing like Michael. Pockets getting fat.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, they need lipo.
No, I have no idea.
Yo, you're not f***ing with us, huh?
I am not. If it was some bad Zach songs, I'd get that right away.
Yeah, I bet you would. I bet you would.
Oh,
that wasn't even like remotely close. I'll be honest with you.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, she said she'd get a Zach Clayton song.
Which one are we doing? This is the very last one, right? Yep. Yeah, let's see. Let's see. Oh, hey, you said you get the bad Zach one, so let's see what you're talking about.
No.
This ain't even bad Zach, though. This is Zach Clayton right here.
Oh, no.
No, this is Brud Zach, honestly.
Oh, no.
All right, you ready? Do she love me? Do she love me not? That's a question that's redundant because I got it locked. No, I don't gamble with my loving because I'm counting cards. I'll be real with you. I don't even think this is right. I'm even like, wait, are these the lyrics?
No, make your own.
I don't gamble because I'm not counting cards. No, I don't play with. Oh. Yeah.
Ooh.
You gotta, so you don't know?
No, no, do another Zach song. I don't know this one.
This is a love song.
That's like the most popular one, I thought. First one.
Oh, says she don't want to be my girlfriend. Mm.
That's okay with me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, that's actually really good.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go. Okay,
that's
enough
very relevant
of that
to
stupid
situation.
Game.
I'll be honest, you did really bad.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
What was that? Wait, what was that, Nick? Can you?
That song sounded very relevant to their situation.
What's this?
Girl,
situation?
You don't gotta be my girlfriend.
That's
kick it with me.
Sorry, I'm ready. Kick it with me. That's the remix. That's hot. All right.
Interesting. This is interesting.
And scene.
All right,
let's talk about living together now, you guys.
Finally.
What is that like? Because you guys didn't live together for a long time. And then, like, now did you decide? Because you were also, you guys lived together.
They lived together for a while.
Nick
actually.
And Edwin lived together. Yeah. But then how did it become, you had the house and then they moved in. Like, how did you guys become roommates again?
Me and Nick got broke.
We were going broke. We were going poor.
No, the lease ended. And we know what to do, honestly.
We begged him. We were like, please do.
We've also honestly talked about it a few times, but we've never made that like move to actually live with each other. Mm-hmm. I've never had roommates, actually. In like the years living here, these are actually technically my first roommates that I've ever actually had.
Do you miss living alone?
Okay.
Be honest.
First of all, you can't even complain.
I'll be honest. Yes, but no. But look, I'm not mad about it because I couldn't have asked for like better roommates. Like these would be like one of the.
Wait, what did they say?
He said he's moving out. They're moving out. Okay. These would be like one of the only people in LA that I'd actually want to live with. Like everybody else could like go kick rocks and eat, but these two like I like it.
So. Okay, first of all, excuse me, my language. What they're saying. These dudes like to invite people at 4 in the morning while I'm sleeping.
Oh, no, Edwin, we're going to get there. Edwin, we're going to get there. We're going to get there.
I shouldn't be leaving.
We're going to get there. Okay, we're going to talk about what is one of your biggest pet peeves. Each of you have to have one pet peeve about living with each person, not just in total, and one amazing thing. It's like the worst thing that someone does living in the house and the best thing.
Perfect. Like, I have to say something about both of them?
Yes. Jesus. Like, you have to say your biggest pet peeve about Nick and your biggest pet peeve about Edwin. And then you're positive.
Oh, I have. Oh, my God.
I think Edwin should go first, honestly.
I think Edwin should go first.
Yeah, the most. I know how far to take it.
Yeah.
No, okay. One thing I hate.
Take it all the way.
They both do this, though, so it's kind of annoying.
I already know what you're saying.
No, it's not the party thing. It's not even the party thing. It's
Goddamn.
Okay, they like to get in little arguments here and there. Like, not even big arguments. And it's usually when they're not sober. And guess what they like to do? They like to bring me in the middle of it. And if I agree with Nick, Nick's going to be like, oh, really? And then if I agree with Zach, or if I agree with Nick, Zach's going to be like, oh, really? And then it just puts me in a situation.
I'm always like, oh, so we're choosing sides now, huh?
Exactly. So I think that's probably one of my pet peeves, but it doesn't happen often. But when it does, it's like it puts me in a predicament. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel that.
And then what's your positive about living with one and then the other?
He don't have one.
He's like,
they motivate me. They do motivate me, and I think
you're
supposed
I need
to do
that. One and then the other. Oh,
I can't.
We're a family, Jordan. We stick as one.
Yeah, they both motivate me equally.
Like, oh, you're saying okay.
Yeah.
We're a group thing.
Yeah. Nick motivates me in business wise, and Zach motivates me in absolutely nothing. I'm kidding. He motivates me to just get up out of bed and just do something with my life.
Work
too.
Out?
Yeah, and work out too. Yeah. But also like videos and stuff. Like they just both motivate me to be a better me and to get to the bag basically.
Well, I'm you after this.
Okay. All right.
I don't understand. Okay.
Sorry, that was a joke. I don't know.
Well, I want to know what that. They're going to say about me. Go ahead.
Yeah.
One thing I hate about everyone.
Okay. He's like, there's a lot, but one.
He misses out on a lot of roommate things because he has to stream.
I agree with that. I'm not even a roommate, but
the
I agree.
The biggest annoyance is when he says that and we come home and he's not streaming.
Yeah.
So that makes me mad. Zach. His ability to never be wrong, ever,
mm-hmm.
ever.
Mm-hmm.
He can know he's wrong. He's going to find a way to be right. Sober or not, but especially
hey,
not
no,
sober.
I don't. What do you?
Especially not sober. He'll, I don't even know what happens.
Yeah.
One thing I like about him, they're just ride or die.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I could be a fugitive. They'd hide me in the house.
Well.
In the attic.
They're listening in. They're listening in, dude.
definitely cut that part out. I say my one thing I don't like about you, Edwin.
Hi, guys. Come on.
I love attack him first. It's honestly kind of what he says. If it's not the streaming exactly. It's like you just being pent up in your room a lot, which I know there is days where I sometimes stay in my room for like two or three. But like there'll be times where I'm in the living room. I want to kick it. And you'll go. But it's not even the fact that you're in your room. You'll close your door. So it's like, where is it? Like I don't even see you, hear you, nothing.
Yeah.
So sometimes you like lock yourself away, which I think we all do. So, I mean. Whatever, but that'd probably be the one thing I feel like, and the streaming. That's figure it out, dude.
Okay. This feels like counseling.
I'll stop making money
with your elbows.
Oh,
yep.
Sorry, man.
Stop moving it, dude.
One thing I like though is Edwin is literally like, and I mean, he's always like a big brother. But when I'm drunk, dude, Edwin's like I go to Edwin because he's like my little like.
We gotta quit.
He's your comfort person.
We have to.
All the issues involve drinking. I feel like every time I'm like freaking out or like having a bad. Night or whatever, I'll go to Edwin and he's like the big brother. I would go to Nick, but he's just as drunk as me, so it doesn't really work out very well. One thing I don't like about Nick.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm ready for this one.
Yo,
I would say it's like sometimes you'll
wait. Can I guess? Because you said it yesterday in the car. Can I guess?
Oh, yeah.
You're talking shit about each other.
No, you said one thing.
Sex.
Do you want me to say it or not?
Say it.
Like, why do you say
no,
that?
No, because if it's not the one, then no, how many like, things do you hate
that
about
like
me?
As soon as like Nick gets his life like on track, it just starts like the bender again, and then you get your life back on track.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I said I was speaking as a whole.
Yeah, as
when
him
we,
and
when
you.
We drink, it's never a night or two. And then it's also, we'll get our life together by, like, Thursday. Like, it'll be Thursday. I'm like, all right, bam, I'm back on track. Yes. And then Friday night comes along, and I'm like, oh, shit, here we go again. Nah, but that's not something I dislike about him. That's just something we both kind of do.
Yeah.
I would say the only thing is sometimes you have people over, like, a lot. And, like, there's nothing wrong with it, but sometimes, like, I think it's more so drunk. Okay, you know what? We got to stop drinking. Now that I think about it.
Thank you.
Sometimes when we're drunk, there'll be some people over, and I'm just like, who in the fuck? Is this?
That's
about it.
Let's talk about.
The thing is, they stay there for like 7 days. Yeah, and they live there too. Yeah, they'll like stay the night for like a couple of them.
When you go to a rock show and you see that lead guitarist shredding on that stage, right behind them is usually a stack of Marshall amps. Well, now Marshall is bringing that same level of stage excellence to you with their new line of headphones and speakers. The Acton 2 may be compact, but it packs a big sound. With Bluetooth 5.0 technology, you can play your music in glorious stereo sound with no wires required. With great wireless sound in a range up to 30 feet. With classic Marshall details such as a textured vinyl covering, salt and pepper fret, and the iconic Script logo on the speaker's strong wooden frame. With a loud heritage of 50 years, you'll want to proudly display this speaker in any room. I'm literally going to put it in my kitchen. Or my living room. I'm actually going to get another one for both. Adjust the volume, treble, and bass with the brass knobs on top, or you can use the Marshall Bluetooth app with built-in equalizer in case you're out of reach. Get your own Marshall Bluetooth speaker today at MarshallHeadphones.com. Use code JJ15 for 15% off any Bluetooth speaker at MarshallHeadphones.com. That's JJ15 at MarshallHeadphones.com. Thanks, Marshall. So enough of these big honky things. My everyday essentials is probably my phone, my wallet, and my earbuds. I literally cannot live without having some earbuds in my purse. No matter how you're feeling or how the world is going, there's no denying that it is an adjustment. Something I love to do is just pop on my Raycon wireless earbuds and honestly shut the world out. Sometimes you just need some upbeat music before you hang out with some people, or you want to tone down the world with some guided meditation. I can be on a plane, I can be on a walk, and still pop on my wireless earbuds. These are rose gold. They're so cute. I have a couple pairs. But basically, I can just listen to my favorite podcasts, like Jordan Jones, What They Don't Tell You. They come with a bunch of tips for your comfort, and unlike other brands, they don't stick out in your ears. With the different tips, my ears are so small. That is a game changer for me. Oh my gosh. They're so cute, minimalistic, and honestly, they're more comfortable than any other earbuds you would try. And again, half the price and the sound is just as good. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, for a long period of time. They also start at half the price of other premium audio brands, but they sound just as good. Just give them a try. You'll hear what I mean. Go to buyraycon.com/Jordan today to unlock exclusive deals up to 20% off your Raycon order. But hurry, this offer is available for a limited time only, and you do not want to miss it. That's buyraycon.com/Jordan, J-O-R-D-Y-N, to unlock up to 20% off your Raycons. buyraycon.com/Jordan. This season, make sure to spruce up your wardrobe with Express. Make sure to be on the lookout for some great deals this fall from Express. The sweaters and tops are beyond soft with fresh silhouettes, including off-the-shoulder, turtleneck, and cardi. The body contour is so smooth. It's a great base layer for any outfit with cozy material. The extra super soft denim is a dream. It's cozy from the inside out with a brushed interior. If you value comfort, feeling confident, and a great on-the-go style, then Express has something for you. Again, make sure to be on the lookout for some great deals this fall. Find a fit for every RSVP at Express, in-store, or online at express.com. Let's talk about the last time. Did you do your positive about him?
No, you didn't do the positive about Nick.
Okay, do your positive.
Positive about Nick. Nick, like, brings so much joy and laughter. And
yeah, honestly.
Like, he's like a he just radiates, like, yes. Great energy and always makes me feel
his
like,
Halloween costume was Millie Bobby Brown.
That was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Best he costume. Was Dora, and he was Justin Bieber.
Also, he's very, very smart, too. I learned a lot
genius.
From him.
Genius. Yeah. You want to keep going on him?
All right, we're done.
Yeah. That's plump.
What's the next topic? I'm waiting for that
okay,
one.
Maybe. Okay. So I want to talk about the last drunk night that was at the house, all the things that went wrong. Like, I just want to bring that up in here because it's just honestly comedy. Yeah, let's talk about your shower first. What happened in your shower?
So in my shower, I have two, like, glass doors, and they slide open, obviously. And they're, like, big-ass glass doors. They're super tall. And it was just a lot of people were at the house. We left a party. It was whack. So what we do when that
100.
Happens.
100.
Come to our house.
Yeah. We're like, yo, this shit's whack. Our house. But when I tell you, we have a 3-bedroom house, and it's not huge. And I kid you not, there's probably like 100 motherfuckers in there. The whole living room was packed. So what happens is, like, it'll spill over into my room a little bit. So there's like, but it's usually only the people I know. So there's like 8 people in my bedroom, like 6 in the bathroom. And then I have Smokey locked in the shower. My cat.
Your cat.
I have him locked in the shower. I have the glass doors closed. These two drunk-ass girls go in there, close the doors, and just sit in there with him. And what I got told is that I think one of them just stood up and, like, stumbled and knocked into the glass door, and it fell. And, dude, when I tell you when I heard the sound, I thought an earthquake was popping up.
Smokey was probably
petrified.
Did he poop in the shower?
He himself. He got so scared. In the shower.
I don't know how that girl is okay, by the way. I don't think this glass door probably weighs 300 pounds.
It's a heavy ass glass door. You know what made it worse is I think the girl stepped on the and smeared it in the.
Brother, I don't.
No, this poor girl, the next morning, like a bunch of people were texting, calling me, or even that were still
and
at
this
the
was
house.
Halloween now.
She was accused of pooping in the shower. So it was just all bad for her.
Yeah. Rough night. For
and then
girl.
What happened in the morning? What did you guys find? Come to find out in the morning?
No, it's what we didn't find because everything got stolen.
We didn't find our wallets or my camera.
All their wallets gone.
Yeah.
Which is like all. Such a dumb. Like, listen, if anybody's watching, don't take the wallets.
Like, first off, we're gonna know it's gone. Second off,
we're not gonna let you.
And there's
take
a ring
the
camera.
And any money you do get away with, they're just gonna reimburse us for.
Yeah. When we tell you we canceled our cards like this, like. It's pointless.
The tile literally left. Like, this girl got in an Uber. I was there in the morning. And this girl gets in an Uber and leaves. And I'm like, check the tile. And immediately it was just gone. So we knew that.
If you don't know what a tile is, it's like, yeah, it's a little.
Well, one of my cars, she's going to be like really disappointed on. Like, she's going to be like, going to Taco Bell and like decline. We're like, what in the world? I thought they had money.
All right. Yeah. Now I guess it's time to get to, like, Edwin maybe has. Some Edwin and Nick have questions.
Oh, I do.
Can I go first? Please go first.
We're only doing this for, I don't even know. For I don't views. Know what I'm going to even say.
I give them views. 3 to 5 minutes. 3 to 5 minutes tops.
Okay.
I'm gonna cut that shit off.
Right, you want to give them 3 minutes?
5 minutes.
We can do a speed minute.
Speed minute.
Speed round.
Hey, y'all really slurping that. I can hear it in my ears. Okay. What is the ASMR channel now? What are y'all?
God.
That's my
like y'all make TikToks to get 10 million, 12 million views that indicate that y'all are something. So y'all tell us.
Sneaky link. No, I'm kidding. We've known each other for so
we're
long.
We're friends. We're great friends.
The TikToks you make
sir,
lead
sir,
it.
First of all, I've known her a good amount and I felt like I was a lot closer. And I don't do any of that with her. So
because well, you're in love with your ex.
Wow, dude. All right.
I'll let Zach talk.
Yeah.
No, right? I mean, yeah. we homies, you know, like we've known each other. You know, it's crazy. Actually, I have known Jordan for a very long time.
Oh, really?
Like 2015 type shit, actually. Or probably 2016. Mm-mm. I mean, bro, we just boys, man. We like to kick it every once in a while. Kick it with me. We make TikToks.
We do.
I think we know they do very well.
We're for the internet.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's talk about a TikTok like, specifically. The one with the latest one?
Rick
and Morty
posted.
One.
Oh, I thought really you were talking about the one I didn't post.
Hold on. Okay. See, you're just exposing yourself. No, the Rick and Morty one. At the very end of it, you see them kiss, and they cut it out a little bit.
No, so it cuts off, but we didn't actually kiss. Like, what we did was we got...
How about this?
And then that's it. We didn't actually kiss.
Last question.
What?
Zach Clayton, are you just doing it for views, or do you like her?
Oh. Be honest.
To be fair, most of the time she's the one that
okay,
like
Jordan.
Is
it for the views?
Is
it for the views or do you like Zach?
Like you know
he's
that you know that no bullshit. You know that the night we did the Rick and Morty, both those TikToks were her ideas. The one where we're laying in there and then it's like when you have to hang out with your friends or whatever, but you're with your sneaky link and it's the wall and like you know what I'm talking about.
The Rick and Morty one was your idea.
That was your idea.
Listen, I don't think there's any.
You guys are all over the place. Can we just answer the damn circle. Question? Because if you, by you guys,
no,
not,
the answer is no. The answer is no.
By you answering,
you're not. Or it's more for the views,
bro. If it was for no, it's not about the views. Because if it was for the views,
also you like her.
Oh, no.
What
is dude, we're putting him on the spot.
Hey, yeah,
what the
fuck? Yeah, her.
Yeah,
I'm not speaking for him. I believe he's interested, but for now. The content's pretty cool.
So, like, if it was for the views, what I would be doing is getting these views, like 7 million views on TikTok, and then post like
and
shit afterwards.
Be at his house.
Dude, I got like 5 million views on TikTok, and then it posts like a month like after. Like, you know, it's like I don't really care.
Could you explain that very last one though?
Which one?
When it reminds you of him of you or whatever the tongue thing.
I was disappointed in her when I saw that.
And why did you react to it as if it was you that was reminded?
No,
Nick, your questions are really good.
They're really good. I feel like I'm at like
guys,
Judge
talking,
Judy at court.
He's talking about the TikTok.
That got like what 10 million in
22 million
in like 4 hours. Like,
yeah,
dude. Even my reaction with her got 7 million in like mm-hmm. 3 days.
We'll move on. Any topics you want to?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I should really ask this question. Okay. It's a little out of pocket.
You can
forgot.
Ask
I didn't let
Edwin
ask.
No.
Who burped?
No, that's fine. But
me.
If I get the green light from anybody.
Well, we just won't say. We don't have to answer.
If I get the green light, I will go. I will ask this question. Now, it
you
might
have the green light. But we just might not say anything.
I'm okay, nervous, Jordan. So you know you're friends with her ex boyfriend.
Okay.
So what's this situation like for you? Because you know we hung out when they were a couple or whatever. So what's
not
that situation?
Really.
Would you do that to us?
No, definitely not. So
are
here's
sure?
the thing. Here's the thing. I'm way more boys with y'all than I've ever.
And
even
you're closer
been
to me.
What's the boy scale look like?
y'all are at the very top. Like y'all done broke my scale.
Okay. How many times have you seen Jordan Bowe?
Dude, I keep
like
it real
four.
With you. Like no, I've seen like, a couple more times. Like
really?
Realistically, maybe like 10 to 20.
Okay.
I'd say 10.
We have seen our names.
Yeah, well, I don't know where the names. The names. Didn't.
Before we hit to the next topic, Jay.
Wait, do you
may I ask what his bracelet says? Her bracelet says.
Yeah, what is your bracelet on your arm?
The other one.
Not the.
I mean, I gave him my other one.
Oh, no.
This one?
Yeah, what's the words on that say?
Can you say it?
Yeah, it says, I love cum.
Can you say
now, what does that mean? What does that mean? Can we get somebody
why
explain that to us, please?
I'm not sure.
What? Someone went out of their way to put bead by bead on this bracelet.
It's
come up with this,
I love
this
cum.
Word.
Are we done with this, though?
They're in love. Yes, next subject.
Okay.
You're uncomfortable. Why is that?
This needs to be it.
Well, I feel like you're just saying y'all aren't close enough for it to matter.
I mean,
yeah.
Pretty much more so, yeah. I was also going to add on that I've known her for years before him and probably hung out a million times more with her than I have with him. And also, like, if anybody ever reached out to, like, hang out, it would be her typically. Mm-hmm. Like, Jordan Bowe would never just hit me up and be like, hey, let's kick it. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Which, again, I'll be honest. What I did,
yeah,
no,
right?
But all in up, for me even, like, putting myself in that position and doing what, like, whatever, I'll admit that's wrong. Regardless of
you
what.
You can't help who you love, Zach.
All right. First off, we asked him if he liked her, but did we ask her? Did she answer? Or if she was like,
yeah,
I don't.
She giggled and did a little head nod thing and put her head down.
What's? Why are you so uncomfortable to answer that?
Why are you?
You know why? Look,
you didn't
I'm,
answer
I'm a genius.
I would
it's because he hesitated to answer, so she doesn't want to answer correctly and say, I have a lot of feelings for Zach and be embarrassed a little bit. Anyway,
so but that answers it anyways.
Yeah, I think he probably feels the same. But they just don't like talking
my
about
thing,
it.
Yeah, that's fact.
Imagine being afraid to tell someone that you love them or that you like them. That is annoying. You could die tomorrow. Nick talks about that. You could literally die tomorrow. What's the point?
I've told her a lot of things that you don't know that does.
No, I've heard actually from my room exactly what you've said to her.
Because the air vents, we can hear the air vents.
I heard you talking last night to yourself, though. Obviously.
Good save.
On his TikTok of the you have 24 hours to expose me thing, I wrote one of them down in there, but we won't speak about
that. I wrote
one
too.
She said we won't speak about it, but I'm going to say exactly where.
No, you guys can go find it. Go to his TikTok, whatever. I'll give you some free promo there.
Give me some clout real quick.
All right. We're doing Never Have I Ever Now.
Oh, perfect. Yes.
So you say your answer out loud. We're going to make it fast. Okay. Speed round. I'm going to add.
I have.
Probably. Never have I ever had sex on the first date. Never.
Never.
Never. I've never been on a date.
Never or have?
Oh, I have, yeah, for sure. Every day.
Never have you ever sent a nude picture? I have.
Have.
To my grandma.
OnlyFans, subscribe. Link in bio.
Never have you ever hooked up with an ex? I have not.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Have.
Hell yeah.
Yes, sir. You already know.
Yes, sir.
Do we get one at the very end?
Sure. Okay. Never have you ever drunk texted an ex? I have never.
Never.
I did everything.
Never.
I don't think I have, no.
Never have you ever been skinny dipping? I have.
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 In the bathtub.
No,
never I guess not.
Never have I ever had a threesome.
Have.
He went to high five Nick, y'all.
Dude, you commented on my TikTok room the time we had a foursome.
Oh yeah, when you guys Apple Towered my grandma.
Go, okay.
Oh, I love your grandma.
Code three.
Call cops.
You guys canceled.
I've never.
I don't think I. No. Definitely not. What the hell? No.
Never have I ever hooked up with someone in this room. Never.
Never.
All right, guys, so that's the end of this podcast. Thanks for tuning in.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, that got awkward.
Yep.
I peed a little.
Yeah, that got awkward.
Never have I ever gone raw. I have
okay.
never.
Yes.
So I don't have.
Like, entered your thing inside of the other thing without the protection on it?
Uh-huh.
Many times.
Our last podcast was on a different, a whole different road. I don't know what's going on lately.
I'm just thinking that maybe people don't know what that means. Okay, never have I ever lied about my relationship status. I have, because I had a secret relationship for a while.
Jesus.
Just exactly.
As in, like, lied to, like, the internet or, like, lied to somebody in specific?
Lied.
Just, oh, so in just general?
No.
Yeah. Never.
I'm the type of guy that needs to show off his girl, bro.
Well, it's also like, typically when I'm in a relationship, I'll post her. So it's like,
it's hard. Like, when you're in a rocky relationship and someone really attractive comes up to you and they're like, hey, are you still with, what's her name? And you're like,
Well.
Who's asking?
Oh, that's a problem.
Okay, never have I ever been caught doing something naughty.
Yep. I had something in my hand and my mom walked in. My Xbox controller. Y'all are disgusting.
Edwin caught me doing something naughty in his bathroom before.
Oh my God. And I commentated over it, which is a weird thing.
Edwin, I opened the door and he watched. Next question.
You didn't go.
Go.
I mean, I definitely haven't been caught. Oh. I just did it in front of everybody.
No, I have a really distinct memory. I walked. I climbed the balcony door.
No, I'm not.
He doesn't want me to. I won't.
Man,
let's move along.
I gotta hear the story of the car ride home.
Yeah. Dude,
okay. I have a video.
Oh. Well, you know what's crazy? I think I know about this.
The apartment in Topanga
or Woodland Hills. I think I've heard of this.
I think I have too.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on here.
Okay. Last question.
I read one, and the first one I saw was, never have I ever had an orgasm, I think.
No, so, faked an orgasm.
Oh. Yeah, all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I have.
Okay, sorry. That was appropriate.
I have so many times.
But y'all know what kind of crazy story you have to go through for a guy to do it? It's got to be some weird circumstances.
That's a rough one. I don't know about that.
And then she asks you, wait, where's it at? And then you're like,
you're like,
I'm a blank shot.
Let's go to the fan
question.
He said he ate it.
All right, what's one thing that they don't tell you?
What did you get out of here, bro?
What's one thing that they don't tell you about being in a boy band? Because you guys kind of in a boy band.
Here's
the thing, though. It wasn't even like a boy band. We just got classified. We made two songs and then bam, we're
okay,
in One Direction.
No, it was a
way
together.
Deeper story. The story was, we had a bunch of popularity. Our manager knew that he could get his way into music way easy. So he forced us to make music.
Okay.
Not forced. We had fun.
I guess that's one thing that you guys didn't tell.
Our old manager was just smart.
I could say.
He just finessed.
I wouldn't say our ex-manager specifically, but like a lot of people in that industry, manager-wise, are sketchy as shit.
Right.
Very sketchy.
There's power in numbers that are like, let's make a band. Let's
take advantage of you.
Okay, fan questions are ready. Zach, does Jordan smoke weed with you? This question came up a lot.
Yep, straight up at our ass. this guy has
last night, she wanted to hit a blunt that we were smoking, me and Carter Reynolds.
As a complete
joke. Oh, it was a joke, obviously, but I instantly was like, dude, if this got me baked, yo ass, I don't know what's going to do to you, because it had me like high. Yeah.
So I was like, curb stopping your head off.
I was like, Jordan, no, don't touch. So no, Jordan does not smoke weed with me.
Have I ever smoked?
I've never seen Jordan.
If she ever did, we would curb stomp her head.
I've never seen Jordan smoke or drink.
And I'm not joking. And
Nick the other day, he was drunk. It was like 3 o'clock. He was like, you're so hard to read. I know you. You're going to be an alcoholic soon.
Yeah, I think I screamed at you, accused you of being an alien.
Because I brought donuts. I brought donuts for Halloween, and I walked in, and I was like, happy Halloween. You were what? I can't even.
Yeah, we'll end it there. We'll end that one there.
What do you look for in a girl? Let's start with Edwin.
Well, I thought I knew. Somebody that is willing to put the same effort as me and not to give up easily on something that, you know, it could be long term. I think the same mindset, I guess you could say.
Are you crying, Nick?
This is too much.
He's laughing a lot. Or
I like this answer.
Or he's really thinking about something.
thinking about the Woodland Hills situation.
I need to call her. Hey, put the water on here. I need to call her because she's soaking wet. Moving on. Sorry about that.
For real, rap, do your outro. We
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, we're kidding,
somebody has the same mindset and you know.
I don't know, man.
Effort.
Yes.
Okay.
And strong.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Strong. That was
good. Yeah, that could pick me up and put me in for me.
Oh.
No. Yeah.
Sorry. Enough.
Nick, what do you look for in a girl?
Oh my god!
As long as she can walk.
His answer was really good. The first part. as long as she can. I don't know. Just like a best friend. Yeah, someone who don't give up easy, who's down to fight through whatever the problems.
Yeah.
Make it work.
Yeah. Zach. I'll definitely take those notes, and also somebody best that
and you gotta have weird. A fat ass logo.
Somebody that has like some sort of goals. Like I don't want them to expect themselves to be like the most famous artist in the world, but like of course they want to be like financially stable and they do have goals and they work hard to do that. And somebody that I can be around with like every day for weeks on weeks on weeks and like just not get like annoyed of, which I know realistically you're not supposed to be. I feel like when you're in a relationship together 24/7 because it could be bad. That's for marriage. But I don't know, someone that I could just be around all the time and like I just won't get annoyed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she has to have less than 10K on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and she can't follow anybody that I know.
Yeah.
She follows,
follows any of the boys?
She follows anybody that I know. That's a red flag.
Nick, are you still friends with Bryce?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. What was your first impression of each other? Quick, first impression.
Funny ass motherfucker, but I hated him because he stole my viewers on You Know. Him, long ass neck.
Okay, brother. All right. Nick, super.
And me?
My first impression with you is a bitch can't drink like me.
Banji.
Banji.
I would say very bubbly. Like just since I told you this like probably a day or two ago too. Like since I've known you, like the first thing I thought was like she is so damn bubbly. Just very like hi.
The first thing I remember from her is in Massachusetts. She's dancing and rehearsing Banji.
Massachusetts
Digifest.
Oh yeah.
And I just remember, and we're all just all of us are just there watching. And I just remember, and
that's
yeah.
2015.
Yes, 2015.
End of 2015.
She was like 12 at that time.
Yeah, she was 12.
Was 15.
Oh, my fault.
Whatever year it is, that's how old I am.
My fault.
Okay, facts. You're funny. Like the calls that you did, super hilarious. Zach,
all right.
This motherfucker looked like he was 9 years old.
Literally.
And that's all. He just looked like a 9 year old, but he was funny. He was funny and very sporadic.
Sporadic. That's a good one.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Spell sporadic.
My first impression of Edwin. I don't remember meeting you. I don't remember a first impression of you.
Unforgettable.
My first memory of you, for some reason, is me telling you my relationship problems on Xbox. Why is that my first memory?
Nothing's changed, huh?
Why is it my first memory? But we were already best friends at that point. I just don't remember anything until then.
Yeah, because you were too focused up your ex boyfriend's asses. Oh, not the less ex boyfriend. Sorry,
Nick Bean. I don't remember either. Like I just know that you're probably hilarious, probably funny, or maybe drunk. I don't know.
Probably both.
Zach, I have no idea. I think it was at City Walk is my first like memory of you. Right?
You don't remember me from Digifest?
No,
bet.
Not at all. All
right, bet.
Just from
you kind of
glue up
a little bit since then.
Why don't nobody remember?
I really like also only remember City Walk because there's like a photo of us, and there until like June there was like 5 photos of us. Remember for your birthday every year I'd post the same one from Texas.
Yes, that bald as hell.
Well, and now you guys have plenty of photos and videos that you guys post for your birthday.
Hey,
so.
Relax.
Okay, next. What's your body count? Obviously virgin.
Yep, zero.
We did not just ask that question.
Or 1 or 2 or 7 or 89.
You never know.
0.
we should have
said no.
That matters.
Just lie. Just lie. I did too. I lied. Oh, I didn't lie. I mean, it's 0.
I don't think anybody ever deserves to hear the number that's gonna come out my mouth.
You tell him.
You say under 300, under 500.
Oh, yeah, okay, under 500 for sure. Yeah.
He didn't even say under 300. Okay, Zach.
You know, and I don't really give a fuck, man. Everybody got to judge me. I'm going to put it on the table how it is. Honesty is the best policy.
Okay.
800 is
damn, boy.
But like, realistically, Denver's like...
That boy got chlamydia.
I'll be real. You start to lose count when you live like Zach.
Oh, my God.
He's going back in his bad Zach days.
No, hey, I'm not going to lie. When I was bad Zach, that's when I really started being a hoe. Like, that's where a majority of my bodies were. But I would say between 40 and 60.
Yeah, and yeah, God,
it's the honest truth, man.
Okay, next.
It is what it
wait,
is.
Wait, you.
Oh,
next mom's watching.
Oh, I cannot. Right.
What
cannot.
Did I raise?
I cannot. What's one thing you guys do for fun together?
You did not just make me say under 500.
Guys,
you
I can't.
Said I can't.
I
say
can't.
Okay.
I can't.
What do we like to do for fun? Recently.
Oh,
Yahtzee.
Yeah. I feel like games in general. Like, we've been playing a lot of, like, FIFA, Madden.
Mine is going.
We really have.
Now that new game. Wait. The new game, Jenga. But it's not really Jenga. We just put the blocks in our ass.
Yo, what are you talking about?
Hey, man, the bag is loud. Yo,
what are you talking about?
I'm sorry for my... I hold everyone, the record. Everyone, 12. I'm sorry for my out-of-pocket friends. I would say 4th of July, and I would say going to the beach with you guys. Because we're always at the house.
That's a one.
Did you just say a holiday?
One day out of the year, Jordan.
No, going to the beach. Like, I'm saying my favorite memories with you guys. Going to the beach and, like... I just feel like anytime we're, like, out of the house, I enjoy it because I'm more of, like, a go-go-go person, and you guys are definitely more of, like,
Zach talked about you being a go-go-go.
He's just saying
that. No, that's that one Kid LAROI song.
Go-go-go.
She always be...
We get copyrighted, dude.
All right. Does Zach have a crush on you low-key?
No.
Where'd your hat go? Because you're...
Here's my thing, man. I like to be very careful when it comes to feelings, because if you have like feelings and you feel like it's not the right time and like having those feelings, like it can be dangerous for both people in the party. Like, again, I told her this one time, like, and I don't know if I should say this, but I'm gonna say it. I told her one time that I stopped talking to her as much and like being as close and clingy. And I told her, she got mad at me, she thought I was being like a dickhead, and I told her, it was like, I don't want to keep like being this way towards you and making you feel these certain ways when I'm not actually ready to be in a relationship, and like I don't want to like then one day be like I'm just not ready for this and then like hurt you.
Yeah,
like
be careful.
Like, yeah, because like you're gonna, because the more I give you that feeling, your feelings are gonna grow, so I don't want your feelings to get out of the roof, and then I'm like,
and then he's in the same
you
space.
Saying that made her want you three times more.
I've already told her that. I told her that like a month or two
she's
ago.
Like,
why doesn't he want me?
All right, let's back it up.
Who's the last person that you kissed?
Oh,
I actually.
Zach,
I was about to say, my boy. I kissed Edwin in the parking lot.
We made out, and he put his tongue in my throat. I love when he spits in my mouth.
I think you should probably.
Guys, can you not? Who is the last person that you kissed?
Zach. I know. Okay. I genuinely think it was Zach.
That was like,
my.
By the way, it wasn't a tongue or like okay.
Tongue?
Sorry,
it was lips. It was a forehead with no tongue.
Kiss. All right, it was lips. Okay. Sorry, Nick. I'm so sorry.
Oh, we're dumb, bro.
The girl I'm talking to is my last guess.
Oh, that's so cute.
That was really cute.
Dating.
dating though, I think.
I know.
Whatever. Why is Zach's podcast ever?
Wait, coming? What? Hello, who the fuck did he last kiss? Hold on, dude. Oh, it was because you like to f*** around, so it wasn't me.
Baby, it was you. It's always been you.
All right,
Jordan, who was the last person you kissed? All right,
I've never kissed anybody.
Actually,
y'all set me up for failure.
Yeah, right. What the hell is
Zach's podcast ever coming back?
Hell no. I'd be real with you. It only sucked. It was a cool podcast, but I feel like what was wrong with it is there was no chemistry between us. Me and Amari a little bit, but I met Tara the day we filmed our first episode, and we just sat down and started talking, and it's just like her and Amari had stories that they could tell with each other. I had nothing I could say. Half the time I was just sitting there like... So I don't know. The chemistry wasn't really there. So and there was also sketchy shit with the company we worked with. They didn't pay us. So if your company wants to pay me,
what's up? Well, what's up, guys?
Podcast. All right. Let me know.
I think that wraps it up, you guys.
Wrap it up like a condom. Let's go.
Oh,
what is going on?
We like to go raw here, buddy.
All right, boys.
I think that wraps it up. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for coming on my podcast again. We got Edwin. What's your Instagram?
Entertaining.
And Nick Bean.
Nick Bean. It's my Instagram.
Zach Clayton.
At Jordan Jones.
Hey, that's my Instagram. My Instagram is at Zach Clayton.
Yeah. Hey, remind me to not read the comments on this because they're about to talk shit about us.
Hey, make sure you clickbait the hell out of this and say Zach reveals his true love for Jordan Jones.
That is literally the title.
That's a good title.
Okay. 100K at least.
See, he is for the views, or he is for the. All right, Nick Bean.
You know what?
Okay. That's our job.
Thank you for having us.
All right, I'll see you guys next Thursday with a new episode. Goodbye.
Bye.